Black, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. These wise conversations brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets. I've been sort of overloaded here in the spring with everything except ice cream. I need to get some ice cream in, although Christina came on the other day and was trying to get me nutritious and nice and all that stuff. And Rob Santoni came by. We talked a lot about rounding up and a lot about Wise in the community. And I'm always talking about whether it's corned beef and cabbage or my favorite coconut water or the delicious ice cream. I got some peanut butter indulgence. I haven't indulged enough lately. The folks at Wise have sort of moved into Baltimore. And when I bring new people in, we've talked about Mars supermarkets and me growing up in Dundalk and my dad working at Pantry Pride and Mars back in the 1960s and working the overnight shift. Rob Santoni came on last week over at Costas as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. We let ourselves play and his wife won on the Betty Boop scratch off $100. Go Patty. Lucky. And we talked about, how things have changed and the world's changed and Wise is in. We've got a lot of Wise markets here and they do a lot of hiring. And we're all doing hiring and signs out, you know, help wanted kind of everywhere. Tessa Greggs works in sort of that side of things, formerly regional HR manager. I understand that role. Now the director of associate relations. I am delighted to have her on from Columbia, where I'll be coming down for concerts. That'll be me yelling for the Foo Fighters and Tesla and a bunch of stuff in a couple of weeks. Great to have you aboard for another Wise Conversation. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Good to be here.
You know, I spent the morning, I don't like giving time stamping my stuff, but I spent the morning watching Supreme Court justice nominations, National Women's Month. We've delayed you. We had technical difficulties last week, so we're a week later, maybe even further into hiring and the hiring process. America's getting a look at one way that we hire, right, and ask a lot of questions. And when it's your expertise, it's something I've never been good at. To be honest, I've owned a company for 30 years, and Steve Bisciotti from the Ravens famously, he would say that his gift is picking people, and picking people is kind of the business you're in, right?
Absolutely. And what I will say is, I don't look at it as an interview. It's a conversation. When you make it a conversation, the applicant tends to relax. It creates a completely different environment and people are able to kind of open up and share more authentically about themselves. So more of a conversation.
Well, it's really become a science, right? Like if I went to college back in the 80s, my degree from the University of Baltimore is corporate communication. So I sort of was built to be on that side, not this side, which I've been a journalist for, going on 40 years at this point. And I would just say, I guess the notion that the science of hiring people, I remember I took a job interview at Knight Ritter. I was working at the Baltimore Sun. I was 20 years old. I had a hot shot job assignment at the Miami Herald. I flew down to Miami. They put me up at the Marriott. They sent shrimp cocktail up. I watched Die Hard in the room. They literally sent me to the hospital to give blood. Like I literally went to the emergency room. They literally took my blood. They gave me at that time this Knight Ritter psychological test. I was young. It reminded me of the Iowa test that I took as a kid or the California achievement test, fill in this box, if you think this. And other than that, I've owned my own gig for 31 years. I haven't really been a part of on the other side of having someone. I sell for a living all day and I hear yes and no. But from a job interview standpoint of where the world was at that point to where we are now and how we hire. And that was my one sort of, hey, they want to get inside my mind before they hire me, right? I had never experienced that at the mall.
Well, I'll say, fortunately, today is probably not so much like that. I think most employers, I will say specifically, we are looking for quality people. We are looking for folks who are going to be great at service. They're going to be very friendly both to the customers, but also to the people that they work with, right? Because that's the kind of environment that we foster. So really family oriented. It feels like you've been working with folks for a very long time, even, through our onboarding process. So I think things have changed a little bit. I'll say a little bit from back then.
I would also say in the era of social media, every kid has an Instagram, like all of that. And it seems a little frightening to a 53-year-old guy, right? If I had kids now to say, if you put that ad online, Miss Greg's with Weiss and you tweeted what, you said what to who, like, I would think that's very, very difficult. It would be difficult, I think, in any circumstance, certainly with celebrities and athletes and all of that. We've seen it when kids are getting recruited to college and whatnot, having access to people's information is just, it's a different world right now, right?
It is. And, you know, at the end of the day, we use technology on the flip side of that. It's, you know, applying for a position is so easy. It's walking into a store, asking what job opportunities are available. Sometimes you'll see postings out, on signs as you walk into our stores. But you can go to jobs.wisemarkets.com and apply for a position with us. It's so simple. Put your information in, there's quick applications, and then you get a call, and it's, hey, come on in, we'd love to talk to you. Hey, what position are you interested in? So I think technology, while it may provide a ton of access, it also provides us with a ton of access in terms of getting a very rich applicant pool, particularly with, a multi-generational workforce. So we have folks who... different generations, very, very familiar with social media. Then you have other generations who, I might get on Facebook, and then we have some other folks on LinkedIn. So, we have our opportunities posted throughout those places that people go socially so they can learn about our job opportunities.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think about my experience in Wise because I shop a lot and I shop at all the different ones because I've lived downtown in its house and I ride the Beltway. From front to back, how many people you touch when you come in, from produce to deli to meat department, asking for things, picking out your seafood, there's just a lot of front facing to customers and people like this and being happy. I tell you what, I'm going to give a free plug here to the Wise in Towson because I went in and I'm addicted to, and this is a winter thing, the rice pudding. I think it's Mr. Ron's rice pudding, I think is what it's called. It's on the top. And the deli was like closed down. And I said, I really need some rice pudding. She says, is any out there? Prepackaged. I said, no, shit, I'll get you some. So, there's that. And I thought, that's nice. And maybe I'll mention that on the air 2 weeks later, after I've enjoyed all my rice pudding. But talking to people and certain businesses like Disney, obviously, has always had this handbook on how we're happy always when you come into our place. And I think we all feel it when we're in different places. And I don't know that we teach it enough to young people, right? About this, but you're always teaching people, right? And I guess part of that is, it's 6:05 and maybe the deli closed at 6, but take care of this guy, give him a smile. And it was a great interaction, right? And I think for all of us who've masked up the last couple of years, anytime we can see somebody smile at this point, right? We're like, she knew I was happy to be getting this rice pudding. And I told her, I said, when I'm having coffee tomorrow morning, eating this rice pudding, you made a dude happy up in Towson. So I think there's part of that's, I see you smile. That's what you want for everyone, that if anyone in your company would have gone and got me that rice pudding.
It is. And that's the experience that we want for our customers. But we also want that same experience for our internal customers, which are our associates. We want them to be engaged. We feed our associates that, whether it's through rewards, recognition, whether it's through training and development or promotional opportunities, it's feeding that associate soul and finding out what motivates them returns, tenfold on how they treat our customers. So I'm glad you had that great experience at that store. I'd like to think that that's replicated across the organization.
I think I own a company, right? I've owned a company for 31 years, and I know, I've had employees from time to time that have gone over the top or underneath, and you always are like, sometimes it's so easy to get the rice pudding, just to use that as an example, because it's a true story. And sometimes you're in a place where they don't get you the rice pudding. You're like, who runs this joint? Tessa Greggs is here. She works with Wise. We have these Wise conversations. Try to have a little fun. The reason you came on was National Women's Month. I began this conversation saying, I'm watching this woman be sort of grilled and questioned and motivations and all of that, who's served at the highest levels, that what makes in your mind when you sit in front of someone, what's the first thing you want to see from someone in a job interview?
What I want to see is, and I think I mentioned it a little bit, it's I really want to see that energy, right? And sometimes, and you mentioned it, we've been wearing masks, right? So sometimes you see a little bit of that energy in the eyes, right? Or the voice inflection and the excitement that they may get when you're asking a question. And again, we've been masked up a lot. So you kind of look to the eyes for friendly, for energy. And then it's listening to what they have to say about themselves, which is usually a tough thing for folks. But it's what we are looking for as it relates to our core values, people that have a passion. And it could be someone they'd be new and, you know, this could be their first job. But at the end of the day, it's their passion for helping others or wanting to contribute to the community, how that plays out. Or it could be folks who they've worked at a number of different places and we may be their second, you know, their second job. And for them, it's they're looking for an opportunity to utilize their experience and their skills. And you can hear that energy play out as they talk about what they did in their previous role or what they're doing in their current role and thinking about how can this set of skills, how can that energy match what we have available at our stores?
Well, I'm talking about leadership around here a lot and, you know, trying to find people, but I was the young kid at 15, like working at the paper, and all of those people are still in my life and they sort of have cheered for me. And I would think like the hiring process, and I've gone through that where I've hired young people that have done radio in Carolina and done well and gone on to do other things in life. And there's something about when you hire someone that you cheer for them, right? And I think in your case, to have all of these people that this is what you do, to have people come through, trying to put them in a position that because not everything's front of house either, right? I mean, you have all sorts of other key roles. And I mean, I have yet to be to the ice cream facility in Sunbury. They've been through. They know I'm going to eat too much. That's, I think Jamie's kept me out of there. But the pandemic, there was a day last summer where it was all set up and then one of the waves came through and we couldn't do it. So I'm going to get up there. But I am always amazed at how many truck drivers there are, how many, when I see prepackaged things and I realize what goes into making that beautiful fruit salad out of the things that I enjoy, the pineapples and the grapes and a melon in season. And I can't wait for the gold watermelon. That's my favorite. But there's just somebody that does all of that. And I guess the bottom line is there's someone in every company like you that says, these are the people we want to have in our company. And, but there's such a wide variety of different kinds of people that could apply for a job and fill a role and then move up in a company like Wyse.
Absolutely. And you made a great point. It's, you know, we talk a ton about our stores because they're really customer facing, but there's also the people at our store support center in Sunbury. Also, to your point, our drivers, distribution center, manufacturing plant. It takes a lot of people to make this thing happen and to provide the level of service that we do to our customers. And we do have people come from a lot of different backgrounds, different experience. Some folks new, you know, to the job market, and some folks have worked with other places and decided, hey, we like those competitive offerings that you have. That's interesting to me. They know that we have career opportunities, and whether it's promotional opportunities, sometimes it's job enrichment opportunities. You make it hard for one department and a need arises in another department, it may be something that's like a lateral move. We look at what the individual's strengths are. We look at how they can contribute, and we try to match that with the opportunities that are available. And what I will share with you is, I was just on a meeting earlier this morning where we talked about last year we promoted over 300 people across the organization. That's a pretty big deal, especially going through the pandemic, where we didn't have as much turnover and you didn't have a lot of people leaving and going to other places or seeking other opportunities. People kind of stayed still. So if you think about that kind of staying still, but also allowing the organization to grow different positions, allowing the managers to be able to assess their talent and say, hey, I wonder if this person, you know, is interested in this opportunity. All of those things, again, through all of the challenges with the pandemic, we have been able to, again, be able to hire, but also reinvigorate those folks that are currently working for us. So just pretty, pretty exciting stuff.
Well, keeping them safe was the biggest thing 2 years ago, right? So 2 years ago this week, and we talk about the most necessary of necessary businesses, keeping people fed, especially when restaurants were shut down. And I remember all of the packaging issues about how eggs were packaged for businesses and milk and different things like that versus in gallons that we buy at a place like Wise. Distribution, shipping, safety. Toilet paper. It's a good thing I knew Rob Santoni or we would have been in trouble around here 2 years ago. But all of that, your business is unique in that not only did it stay open, lights on, but like sort of out the door and with challenges all across the board to keep it open, right? And also grow, right? I was at your corporate meeting last year. I don't think it's a shock to anyone online. You know, grab at the door, all of the delivery, all that kind of stuff, Wise to Go for sure. Educating people about using all of that, but more than that, having people on your end to say, oh, online orders are up 340% this week. We only had 8 people in that department because like, or whatever that would be, whatever the multiplier would be, but everybody was trying to find PPP money and keep themselves together. You guys were trying to get literally more people to get more product in a very, very strange environment that I don't know anybody was prepared for in the real world at any level in our society.
I absolutely agree, but I will tell you our people were resilient. And what is so wonderful about working with the company at a company like Wise is the ability to be able to pivot. You know, to be able to make the adjustments that you need to make, and then to get buy-in from our associates and everybody pulling together, right? Because to your point, no secret, everyone was looking for talent, right? You know, there were businesses that were closed down. There were people who weren't certain if they wanted to come back into the workforce or not. And we have just been very, very fortunate with, again, hiring a ton of folks to come in. And to your point, online ordering is a great example. The number of associates that we've had go into the position to support those online orders, but then also associates who we've been able to promote from a part-time position to a full-time position. And think about how that enriches the amount of dollars they're able to bring home to their family. So it's the business does well, the associates have the opportunity to be promoted. And at the end of the day, we're able to take care of the customer. That's the big win.
In the end of the day, I get my rice pudding is what you're telling me.
You get your rice pudding.
Tessa Greggs is here from Wise. You know, I make little notes and I was going to tell a story a couple minutes ago about like I did a book on the Ravens in 2001 after the first Super Bowl. And I sat with Brian Billick, who's currently our partner here on behalf of Living Classrooms, and Marvin Lewis and a bunch of people. But I, you know, I'm trying to come up with a theme, and the theme really was every person they hired had some resiliency to have something really bad happen in their life. And they picked themselves up from that. And that became the resilience became the theme. And I ask you in the beginning, what's the thing you're looking for the most? You know, maybe in the end of the day, the resilience part of it is how 2 years into this pandemic, those associates of yours, and I'm sure it's whatever the number of retention would be over 2 years, but they stayed masked, they stayed safe, they followed guidelines, they kept customers safe. You know, the stores are immaculate, right? Because they have to be always, right? So like all of those kinds of things, that's a resiliency issue, especially this thing's been a slog these 2 years for everybody emotionally, just at a historic way. But resilience is when I go down to the Wise right now, the produce looks great. The associates are that those are resilient people.
Absolutely. And I think that's a common thread you'll see throughout our, you know, our core associate base is that whatever happens, and I think it's also a little bit of a trait with grocery retail, whatever happens.
Yeah, like a snowstorm, I'm coming in and getting a gallon of milk and you're going to have it. Even though there's a line and people think the day before they're going to run out of toilet, you don't. You know, it's true though, right?
Yep. No, you're spot on. And again, I think it's a core characteristic you'll see of folks who've kind of been in grocery retail. It's like, there's always a plan, but then something happens and we're always able to pivot. I
over spilled milk in the grocery business.
Not at all. You know what? We clean it up and say, here's another one. How can I help you?
Clean up on aisle 8 is what we get. Tessa, I appreciate you coming on behalf of a National Women's Week. Anything you want to say about the ladies? Because no offense to the fellas, because I see some fellas in Wise every now and again, but it was a lady that gave me rice pudding. It was a lady at the front over at Rob's store that helped me figure out my card and putting my phone number in to make it my card. So, because I always lose the cards or I can't find the card. So, but I don't lose my phone number. So just, I've had many good interactions and plenty of them have been with females inside Wise Markets.
Now, I would say this month in particular is a time to celebrate the contributions and accomplishments and advancements of women and our allies. And you mentioned a little bit earlier that you had been watching the Supreme Court nominee. And there's a time to celebrate first, but those first are setting the foundation so there'll be many that come along. It's those that know the way, they're going to show the way, and they will be the way for others. And as it relates to Wise Markets, for us, it's celebrating our leaders and their journeys. And a big piece is that women make up such a large percentage of the workforce and our workforce at Wise Markets, and the value that they bring in terms of diversity of thoughts, you know, ideas, different ways to look at things, and really their passion. That is really what this month is about. But it's not just this month. It's something that we celebrate through our associate engagement throughout the year. But it is a big shout out to all the women out there who are doing big things and the ones who are doing small things to help others. The ones who've done things in the past are working on things right now. They're going to help build and shape our future.
Hey, I really appreciate the time and the conversation. It's been fun. Maybe we'll meet at the peach ice cream vat in Sunbury one day, although I know you're down at Columbia, probably more likely on the lawn down there, having a beautiful night under the stars at my favorite music facility. Really good to have you on, and come back, visit again, say hello.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tess Greggs, joining us here. She is the Director of Associate Relations, formerly the Regional HR Managers. What's the difference, by the way, before I let you go?
The regional is, and I will share, in my regional job, I had the state of Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, and West Virginia, all of our stores in that area.
That's a lot of stores.
It is, and it's been a blast in my 3 years doing that job. And the Director of Associate Relations, I support the entire organization as it relates to associate relations. So I will be transitioning up to Sunbury, up to the Sunbury office, and we'll be working again to not just support stores, but the office, distribution center, transportation. So that's kind of the difference. It's maybe just a broader reach.
All right, so when I'm coming up this summer for a concert in Hershey, I'm going to come up to Sunbury. I'm going to meet you at the ice cream factory. I'm going to put the little hoodie on and look like an Oompa Loompa. And so what flavor are we getting? I have peanut butter indulgence right now. I'm a winter. I love eggnog and like the pepperminty. But, you know, it's getting to be March now, and I'm thinking I need a little butter pecan or whatever. But what's your flavor?
I was saying it would be butter pecan or peach.
Oh, I love me some peach ice cream.
Yes. That's some good stuff.
When I was a little boy, my mom was from South Carolina, and this is back in the 70s, and all of her relatives, you know, much older. And we went out in the peach orchard to pick peaches, and my Uncle Claude had a ice cream, the churn with the salt around it. And it was always peach. And I never really appreciated it back then. You know what I mean? It was like, I want chocolate. You know what I mean? I want cherry or whatever. But now I've had a lot of conversations about peach. I'm going to bring y'all some peach cake up there from Baltimore. Baltimore, East Baltimore tradition in season. Those delicious fresh peaches. I love that. I love that answer. Tessa, I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks.
Wise Conversations, supported by our friends at Wise Markets. And, of course, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road right now, presented by the Maryland Lottery, letting ourselves play with some Betty Boop scratch-offs. Also presented by our friends at Goodwill Industries of the Chesapeake. I had Lisa Rosiniak on this week talking about donations and good stuff there. Luke is still monitoring all things Ravens as we get ready for the draft, back end of free agency, and, of course, Oriole Baseball kicking off in a couple of weeks. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.